Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is May 23rd, and here's a look around the Jags organization. Phase 3 of the offseason program is here. It means organized team activities are underway, and coming up, we'll have a visit with veteran tight end Mercedes Lewis. He'll discuss his offseason program, his training regimen, which is pretty unique, and much more. And we're inside a week away from the opening of Daly's Place Amphitheater. Saturday, May 27th, it cranks up with Tedeschi Trucks Band, and as we heard a few weeks ago on this podcast, Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, well, they're fired up for a show in their hometown.
Have you ever christened an amphitheater, arena, venue, club before?
No, we've closed a lot of them down, but we've never opened one up, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think this is the first.
If we have, we don't remember.
Yeah. No,
this we won't forget. This is a big one.
Yeah. This is the hometown venue.
Exactly.
That's pretty great.
This is really special. A lot of people have been calling and reaching out and emailing us. They're so excited that we're finally playing Jacksonville. So I'm excited, too. I was like, I've been wanting to play, too.
Yeah, I put my brother on the guest list. I was like, I'm not answering my phone for a month. It's all you.
You're ringing off the
hook. Yeah, here's a stack of tickets.
Finishing touches will be going up to the day of the show this Saturday, and limited tickets remain for Saturday's show, and you can order at dailysplace.com. Now to football. The Jaguars hit the field Tuesday for the first organized team activities practice, and they did it without a handful of defensive players on the field. Most of the starting secondary was not working out due to assorted injuries. And Jags head coach Doug Marrone did not go into detail on those injuries, saying that there was really nothing serious enough to hold anyone out for the long term. That's good news. What Marrone did discuss, though, was the offensive line. And this is the time of the year where players try different spots to see where they perform the best. And the Jags are looking for the best five up front.
Right now, we have multiple people playing in there. You know, whether it's, Brandon, Linder playing guard, Chatley playing center, Boinko can play all three. I mean, we can't pigeonhole ourselves. It's not like we can sit here and say, okay, we know we're good enough to do this. And let's just do it and go. We're not there yet, and nor do anyone feel comfortable, whether it's coaches or players, being able to say, hey, this is our best five. So, we want to make sure we're in position to put the best guys out there and just let them compete and let's see who wins it. And then people will come back and they'll say, hey, what about chemistry and continuity? Well, hey, listen, would you rather have good chemistry and stink, or would you rather have less chemistry and be better? We're just trying to be better and see what we can do there. So I can't. I don't have a great answer for that. That's what we're doing with those guys. But AJ's playing over on the left side, and then we'll see where it goes. I don't know if Brandon Albert comes in. I don't know if Cam and Wells battle it out. I don't know if AJ can shoot back out there and play tackle, or Parnell can move over. These discussions, we've had every discussion you can possibly have. Of trying to do what's best for the players, what's best for the team, because somewhere along the line, you got to make some decisions where you just start getting reps at certain things. You can't have guys taking reps all over the place.
There's plenty of time before we get to a point where they have to have a final best five for this 2017 team. Blake Bortles, Jags quarterback, hit the podium Tuesday, and there were plenty of questions about his throwing mechanics and his offseason workouts, but also some of the noise in the system around town about his play.
As you guys know, Jacksonville is not all that big of a town. I guess square mileage-wise it is, but but it's part of it. I get that. I didn't play well. We didn't play well, so it doesn't really bother me that you have something negative to say about me. I kind of earned that, so it's okay, and it doesn't offend me or bother me at all. I think being able to go to California did help out, just to get away, go out there and not, have to deal with any of that stuff, or I guess be around it. But that is part of the job, and it's something you have to be able to handle, both good and bad. It's kind of the same thing. As of now, we're remembered based off of what we did last year and what I did last year, and I can't wait to change that narrative. So it's more of a personal thing for me as far as what I'm thought of as a quarterback, and definitely, within this locker room and within this organization, to make sure, go prove those guys right.
As for the throwing motion, his throwing coaches in California did a lot of the work in the offseason, but now it's up to Bortles and the Jags coaches here to maintain it in Jacksonville.
It seems every time I go out there, that really helps me out. So that's definitely something that I'm going to have to make my plan every offseason. I feel comfortable doing that, and I think it really is a big help. And it's good to have, Scott and Nate here that are constantly on me as well. you know, because they're, you know, familiar with all that stuff, so they know it all. It's good to having guys like that, like I said, having those guys stay on top of it because they know it and understand it. Scott played quarterback in the NFL, played in Canada, so he knows, you know, so it's good to have them staying on top of it and, you know, constantly reminding me.
The truth of this is Bortles is supposed to look good right now. It would be a real problem if he didn't. In fact, he'll probably look great throughout OTAs and probably pretty good during training camp. But we won't know until the bullets fly if improvement is there for number five. This is also the time of year that the Jags have a number of players come in for workouts, kicking the tires, if you will, on a number of positions. The reports are out there of these guys and expect that to continue for the foreseeable future as Coughlin, Caldwell, and Marone look to improve the roster anywhere they can. Our guest today is veteran tight end Mercedes Lewis. What's up? How you doing?
Everything is up,
good
man.
Good to see you. Yeah, what year is this? 11?
This is 12.
12?
Yeah, this is 12. 12 of those things, man.
12 years. How different now are you from 12 years ago? Just a person, as a player?
I was for sure a young man, and I feel like, you know, having played football my whole life, at this point in my life, you know, I can actually say I'm a man. And for sure I've been crescendoing as I've gotten older. So I'm getting better. Every year is getting better.
Like a fine wine, getting better with age.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
That's how we all are, I think. Your schedule in this phase three of the off-season program. What was your day like today?
Today?
Tuesday.
You know what? It's one of those things, like if you come in here and you're in shape and you've been working all off-season, then it'll be a breeze. Like today I felt good. Wasn't tired, wasn't out of breath. It was a great day out there today. I enjoyed it. It was good to get the helmets on, knock some of the rust off. So I'm looking forward to, what's today?
Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday. I'm looking forward to a Thursday. I think we have our next one.
That's right. What time do you arrive at the stadium every day?
Man, I got here like 6:15 today. I feel like if I don't, it was weird. I got here at 6:15 and we had weights at 7, but I still felt like I was pressing. Like, I felt like I had to, like, get some food, eat on the way to weights. Like, I felt like I still didn't have enough time, so I have to get my time management right. I don't think that we came in this early last year, so.
Is that a product of the changes in the building, of the leadership?
Maybe.
A little tightness?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's a little different around here, you know what I mean? But I feel like it's good changes. If you're a guy that is a pro naturally and you like to compete, you're going to thrive in any environment. Me being my 12th year, I mean, I done seen everything. Done had about 7 head coaches, 7 position coaches, 2 different owners, 2 different GMs. You know what I mean? So I've seen everything. And, like, I feel like it's a good thing that, you know, I'm just coming to work and I don't look at it as work. I try to have as much fun as I can and, you know, it doesn't really bother me, you know, because I've seen everything. My skill set travels with whatever coach we've had. And, you know, they all seem to, you know, really appreciate what I do. You know, I appreciate the opportunity and still being able to go out here and, you know, be my personal best.
Mercedes Lewis is with us. We were talking before this interview. You pulled out your phone and sneakily, is that a word, took a photo, but it wasn't a photo. It was a video for social media.
Right.
The reason I bring this up is that when you look at some of your videos on social media, you're always either in a gym or making food to get ready to go into the gym.
For sure.
You're showing that off. Your off-season workout regimen is pretty rigid.
Yeah, no, my off-season regimen, man, everybody is always hitting me up like, bro, every time I look, it's either you're working out in the morning, in the afternoon, or at night. What do you do in between? And I just feel like this is how I make a living. I take it serious, and I just want to be the best I can. You know, I'm not getting any younger. I turned 33 on Friday. You know, last Friday.
Oh, well, yeah. Happy belated. Appreciate Did not realize that.
Yeah, no, I just turned 33, so I feel my best. I'm my leanest that I've been in a while. And, you know, I just want to keep it up. I got another 3 years left in me about. And I just want to be able to do it and get my best and, you know, be able to walk away with a smile on my face and my health.
3 more years and then you're retiring? Is that what you're saying? You're going to break that right here, right now?
I mean,
you're telling us?
I have for sure 3 more in me after this. So we'll see what happens.
Do you think about that a lot?
Not when I'm in it. So mm-hmm. when I'm playing and everything, no. But when I have idle time, you know, I think about it every once in a while. I think that, you know, if you turn on the film or watch me practice or play, you can't tell if this is year 6 or year 12. And that's what I pride myself in. And as long as I continue to push myself, who knows what's going to happen. Yeah. But I'm excited about what's coming forward.
We'll ask, you know, 3 years from now what you're going to do when you're done. You got a while to go, so we'll respect that and not go there today. The league came down today. Roger Goodell sent an email out earlier today. I don't know if you saw this or not, that certain celebrations are now allowed again,
yes.
including demonstrations with the ball. And I know when you score, you like to dunk, right?
Yep.
Is that still your?
Yeah, go-to? I mean, I do it in practice all the time.
Yes, you do.
Because we can't do it in a game. So,
but now you can, apparently.
Yeah, so that's good.
That's real good. It's lightened up a little bit. It was a little tight the last couple of years in that
Man,
regard.
Man, they were just trying to get a hold of everything. You know, I feel like you put your foot on it or put your thumb on it, and then once you feel like you got a handle on everything, then you can kind of start releasing the grip a little.
It's you got to get in the end zone, too. That's part of it, too. Once you get in, do whatever you want.
For sure.
Mercedes Lewis is with us. Healthy? Everything good? I know in the past you had the calf issue.
Man,
that's long gone.
That's been my issue. Like, you know, I've had 2 calf injuries, and I mean, I don't know if you ever had a calf injury, but
no, I haven't.
It's not cool. You know what I mean? It's a very soft tissue, and, you know, you need it to do so much. So you have to be super careful with it, trying to come back from it. but other than that, a high ankle sprain, that wasn't my fault. I was actually pancaking a guy, and another guy fell on my leg while I'm pancaking a guy. So, you know, and that was in 2013. Can't help that. Everybody knows that I take care of my body. I do extra. I'm always hydrated. I eat right. So some things are just out of your control, you know. But other than that, I've been fairly healthy through 12 years, you know. Never had any surgeries.
Yeah,
knock on wood or any major injury. So,
sure.
You know, I'm pretty heavy.
I'm trying to figure out what I would do to get a calf injury. I don't do much.
You
got to
be super explosive.
Yeah, I'm not that.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of things. I'm not explosive. Mercedes Lewis is with us. What about the room right now? Julius Thomas is gone. He's down in Miami. Michael Rivera's here. Koyak's here. Sterling's here. How's the group of tight ends going?
It's going good. I'm once again the oldest of the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest on the team right now.
Yeah.
Not just tight ends.
Yeah. Julius is gone, and me and Julius became super close. But we got some young guys in there. They're doing good. They're doing a good job of getting in their books and coming along. You know, it's just one of those things that we are, as a group, are going to continue to learn how to compete as a group, and that's my job, to lead and show them the way.
Let's move ahead about a month from now when the true off season is here. You're going to go back to L.A. I know mm-hmm. you spend most of your time out there in the off season. What happens then? Is it more working out? Do you get together with Blake at some point? Do you go to the brunch place every day like you put on Snapchat all the time? Or how does that work?
So when I get back, my youth camp, my foundation puts on a youth camp. And this year, the youth camp is the 17th.
This is the one in Long Beach.
Yeah. So we'll get done the 15th, and I'll fly out to L.A. And then go to, like, our little foundation meeting and get ready for that.
How many kids this year are you expecting?
Should be about 500.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and it's a free youth camp that the Mercedes Lewis Foundation puts on, and you know, we've had kids coming all the way from Hawaii. You know, it's pretty awesome.
Really?
Some kids are there now that, you know, have been a part of the camp since they were like 8. You know what I mean? They're 15, 16, 17. Yeah. It's really dope to see. A lot of the parents I grew up with. You know what I mean? A lot of the dads that bring their sons, I played ball with when I was younger, you know, and growing up in Long Beach, probably where I went to high school at. So, that community is super tight-knit. They all are there to support me and the vision that I have, and it's been amazing. So, but after that, then it's right back to the Craftmatic, right back to training and eating right, and I want to try to get to Australia or something. I want to take one more trip.
Australia? Why there?
It's just dope. And I got some friends that
How do
are
you know?
There.
You haven't been there.
Yeah, but I see a lot of pictures and videos. And a lot of my boys been there, you know what I mean? So I just want to get down there and see what it's like.
If I were to go to L.A. this offseason, what would you recommend? Two, three things
well,
I should do.
It depends on what you – like, what do you want to do? Is it to eat? Are you, do you want to go to the beach?
Sure. I mean, I'm not, like, in shape to go to the beach.
Well,
probably,
one thing about California, it barely rains. The weather is always about 75 to 85 degrees with a breeze. Mm. If you want the snow, you can drive to the mountains to go get it.
Good point.
So the weather is – I mean, amazing. And then if you want to go to the beach life is ridiculous. It's a lot of pretty women out there. The food is amazing out there.
Down for all that.
If you want to just people watch, it's amazing.
You're checking all the boxes.
The
right
shopping is ridiculous out there. If you want to go out, depending if you want to go to bars, there's some nice bars, and then there's some bars where it's like college atmosphere bars that you can get rowdy at. there are dope lounges, comedy clubs.
Got it all.
Live music, House of Blues. I mean, you tell me. It's kind of whatever you want, you can get it.
Not
if
really
you smoke hookah, smoke hookah.
I don't.
It's a lot out there, man.
Yeah, I don't do that. No. That could be interesting. You're checking a lot of my boxes right now. I don't know if you really helped me or not there because it didn't really narrow it
down. I've been trying to get people to get out there for the longest in this building. Like a lot of the coaches, administrators, like, oh, I'm Shays, man. I was in L.A. I see you out there. Man, come on. Just come on for a weekend. You might try to move out there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that
I don't know if I can
that
afford
good.
That. Yeah, it's a little
it's a little steep.
High price. All right, let's finish with a little football here. Is this offense ready to take a step here? What would a step be for this offense? Is it a different feeling, different looking offense now than a year ago? Or is are we too early to tell?
It's too early to tell. I think everyone is starting to get a grasp of what Hackett wants, you know, because this is Hackett's first full year he's going to have implementing, you know, his terminology, his concepts, how he wants things ran. And right now, everybody is trying to get a grasp of how they fit in, where they're going to fit in at, what can they do to help the team. I think, you know, every day our goal is to go out there and actually get better and take that step forward. And you know, like I always say, if we can just an inch every day, just get better a little bit every day, it'll stack up towards the end. And we have the players on this offense to do it. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's you can say so much sitting down, but you just got to go out there and do it. You know, it's one thing to have players, another thing to get them going in the same formation and doing the same things. So, you know, we just got to get on that train and put our heads down and make it work.
To that a little bit, first round running back selected this year, second round tackle slash guard, whatever he ends up being on this football team, seems like a dedication to the run game a bit. As a tight end, tight ends all want to go catch the football, but as a tight end, do you get as excited about run blocking?
Yeah, well,
I know you're good at it.
Yeah, you could turn on my tape. I love run
blocking. Yes, I know. Yeah. Yes, I wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, no, I love run blocking. I get the same when I pancake a guy or take him out of the play or a running back scores like right off my block. I get chills just like if I was catching a touchdown. Like I just want to win. Like I don't care about anything else. Whether I get 20 catches or 30, it doesn't matter. Like I just want to win and I want to play my best so that I give us the best chance from my position to win games. So whatever it is, I'm all for it.
I guess you're the last remaining Jag from the last playoff team here, right?
Yeah, don't remind me.
07.
That's crazy.
It's 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
Wow.
It's crazy to think about. I vividly remember those times. Going to Pittsburgh twice in 3 weeks.
Winning.
Man. Then going to the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And playing them close into the second half. That was, man. Those times were really, really good times, and we got to get back to it, and we have the team to do it. You know, we're pretty, like, remembering those years and how the defense was back then and how we're orchestrating it now and how our offense was. I think we have a better offense now. You know, we have an opportunity to do some good things. We just have to go out there and actually believe that and truly believe that, you know. A lot of – you can talk about it all the time. You know, I haven't been around for a little while, so I know what it looks like. You could talk about it, But when you get out there, if you don't believe it, this is not like golf. You're not by yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you're not out there just doing your own thing. And this is the ultimate team sport. And if you're not going to go out there and truly believe that the man next to you is going to get his job done so you don't have to worry about it, then we're never going to get anywhere. Once in your mind, you know that, like, yo, he has my back. I have his. I know that he's going to bust his ass. You know what I mean? And I can go out here and do my job. And together, we will do our thing because we're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And if you don't have that, you can forget about it. You can talk all you want to talk. It's not going to happen if you're not, you know, on the same page.
Year 12 with Mercedes Lewis. We're looking forward to it. Enjoy the off-season program, the last 9 OTA practices and a mini camp. And, hey, I really appreciate you coming in to do this, man. Good to see you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
The Jaguars are back in the practice field Thursday and Friday for OTAs 2 and 3, respectively. We'll have post-practice coverage each day on Jaguars.com. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Daly's Place opens for business Saturday with Tedeschi Trucks Band. Sunday, it's Train with OAR and Natasha Bedingfield. And then the official grand opening show will be Tuesday, May 30th with Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds. They'll play before a sold-out audience. Should be a fun Memorial Day weekend at Daly's Place in downtown Jacksonville. Our thanks to Jaguars tight end Mercedes Lewis for his time. And as always, thanks to Jags manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. And thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.